Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Cannes International Film Festival. Today I'm honored to be in company of Takashi Miike, who's here to present among the special events, The Blade of the Immortal. So you reached the 100th film. Where did you get inspiration from, and what's the film, the title of your filmography that you're the most satisfied about?
Before I embark on a project, I don't think about whether this is going to be good for my career or my life at all. For me, the objective is to make films, to enjoy the process, and that's the way I live my life. I don't want to be bad, so when I choose a project, I'm not bound by the budgets or the genres. And I think as I step into the future, even which country I'm going to make a film in is not going to be, I'm going to make films regardless of those things, of borders. And I think there'll be lots of encounters with various people, and I'd be able to make a film that perhaps is born from that kind of an environment. So instead of cerebrally trying to figure out what I'm going to do, I'd rather make that environment and then see what organically appears from it. And Chiara, you also asked me which films is my favorite. I would say this one, Blade the Immortal. And that's because we were able to make this film using the methods that we used, making really, really low-budget films. And have worked with the Japanese, worked with Warner Brothers to make the film in Japan, with a major studio in Japan. And also to have the character Manji, played by Kimura, who is a super idol star in Japan, and to give him a role where he basically slashes people was great. I think it shocked the audience, maybe too much, because the Japanese, especially for, are still kind of trying to take that in.
You know, your films, there's tradition, but suddenly turn all the codes upside down, and we never know what to expect from your films. How do you create a balance in this, and how it is received in Japan? Because for us, it is incredible.
So,
Japan is very strange in a sense, because the humor that you just mentioned, when they observe that, before they start to react with a smile or a laugh themselves, they look around to see whether the other people are responding in the same way. And if they do or hear somebody, giggling, then they think, okay, it's okay to laugh. And I think the very strange way that the Japanese tend to use film-going experience is to sort of reassure themselves that, okay, we're all the same, so it's okay. So it's in a way, it's a very safe place, a place where people go to feel safe because they're not different from other people. And I think in Europe it's very different, because you have different opinions about a film. You like it, you don't like it, you laugh at it, you are angry, or some people even might stand up and say, what the hell is this, and just leave. But I really love the fact that you really see the film and feel the film in the way that you do.
What about this turning codes upside down? Why does he do that? That's the fascination of turning even tradition upside down.
But Federica, don't you think that's life? Things are tend to be not we thought they were, what we were. In a way, we're betrayed or are surprised by things that happen unexpectedly. So I think that's very real to me. And so if you have a funeral scene in a film, you might think that you have to be very solemn, but there's humor that can arise from that. So maybe everybody's, very sad, but suddenly somebody trips, and maybe, a very important picture that they were holding is dropped, and you're not supposed to smile or laugh, but you do, and within that kind of very sad environment, it can also give birth to these laughs or moments of laughter as well. And I think that's the way it should be. Adversely, it could be about a really happy kind of story, which suddenly at one point turns into a very dark, a horrible one, and that I think is equally real. But whatever the case, I feel like I hope at the end, it doesn't have to end with a big laughter, but I hope the life that we describe is something that tells the audience that it was okay to be born and to have this life.
What's the most important thing for you when you're making a film?
自分にとってはやっぱり楽しく一緒にものを作れるスタッフと。
Well, it's certainly also about making something together, films together with a crew and cast, and really enjoying that process. But it's of course work, so everybody gets paid. But that money is to encounter people, I think. So trust, hope.And possibility are some of the most important things for me. For example, when I say this actor is a good actor, or when I feel that a certain actor is a good actor, it's because I feel that possibility. This person is making a film with me now, but maybe he or she can go on to make great cinema changing films as well. So and that goes to the crew too. And I think that also applies to the audience who go to be entertained when they go and see a film. And you tend to think that they just see the completed film and judge a film or feel a film by just seeing the completed work. But in fact, I think it's also the possibility that the audiences are reacting to. If it's an actor, they might think that they want to see more. If it's a filmmaker, they might think that, oh, this filmmaker can also, can do so much more. So it's a possibility that's also very important.
Thank you to Takashi Miike, who's here at the 70th Cannes Film Festival to present Blade of the Immortal. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.